More and more, firearms manufacturers are voting with their feet, reacting to changing gun laws by relocating. And as Guns in America's Heath Drusen reports, that industry shift is giving gun-friendly states an economic edge.
For 1 week a year, the center of the gun world is Las Vegas, Nevada. That's when the National Shooting Sports Foundation's SHOT Show comes to town, bringing with it roughly 60,000 buyers, sellers, and even foreign government officials. For the last 22 years, it seemed like a perfect pairing. But in 2018, the relationship was tested. Nevada adopted a suite of gun control measures.
It was a monumental session for Nevada when it comes to gun violence prevention.
That is Sandra Jauregui, a Nevada assemblywoman who represents a district in the Vegas suburbs. She's one of the leading voices for changing gun laws in the Democrat-dominated state government. She's also a survivor of the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting that left nearly 60 dead in 2017. And Nevada politicians aren't done yet. They're considering a ban on so-called assault weapons. If it passes, SHOT Show is threatened to leave, taking tens of millions of dollars it injects into Vegas with it. Mark Oliva is the spokesman for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. He said an assault weapons ban could stop 95% of showgoers from displaying their wares.
I think an assault weapons ban would be absolutely devastating to the SHOT Show.
In the aftermath of mass shootings, many states have taken legislative action, even those that have long been home to the giants of firearms manufacturing. Remington Arms has been based in New York for more than 200 years. But as that state has passed some of the most restrictive gun measures in the country, Remington has moved manufacturing to the more gun-friendly location of Arkansas. And Oliva said a package of gun control measures making their way through the Virginia Assembly is the latest worry for the industry.
When you start to look across the landscape of threats to the industry, the states are really where we have our concern. And I think Virginia right now is the bellwether.
But other states aren't just waiting around for their slice of the multi-billion dollar industry. Idaho is actively courting businesses looking for a gun-friendly home. As much of the country passes gun restrictions, states like Idaho are stripping away nearly all of their gun regulations. The state's governor, Brad Little, was one of four at SHOT Show this year. Here's Little at a gun range event in Idaho talking about recruiting the gun industry to the state.
Most of their employees, hunt and fish and are recreation shooters, and they just feel more welcome here than they do in some of those other states.
And the wooing is working. In the past few years, several gun and ammo manufacturers have either relocated or expanded operations in Idaho. Speaking at SHOT Show, Idaho Commerce Director Tom Keeley said the state is hoping to add even more companies to the relocation list soon.
Without naming names, I think we've got three or four very serious interested parties that are looking to come from Washington, California, and Colorado.
One of the companies that has already made the move is multinational firearms manufacturer Caracal. In 2016, they opened their American manufacturing plant in Boise. Caracal USA's president, Jeff Spaulding, said Idaho wasn't even on his radar until Little's predecessor, Butch Otter, cornered him at SHOT Show a few years back.
When the Department of Commerce team came by and asked if we would be interested in setting up shop in Boise, it never once crossed my mind, but I put on the list simply because they took the time to come here and show support in that way.
Spaulding praised Idaho's gun-friendly culture and laments his home state of Maryland's treatment of the gun industry.
I was born and raised in Maryland, and I watched Maryland go from a very pro-2A, Republican-run, industry-supportive government to then deteriorate to the point in which Beretta was forced to leave.
Beretta USA is a subsidiary of the Italian firearms titan. It moved manufacturing to Tennessee in 2014 after Maryland passed a ban on so-called assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Back in Las Vegas, Assemblywoman Jauregui grapples with mixed feelings. While she's careful to say she does not want to lose SHOT Show,
ultimately, that's jobs for Nevada. We never want that to happen, right?
She vows to fight on to pass more gun legislation. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Drusen.